Ipinaalam ng pamahalang federal na maglalaan ito ng ilang daang milyong dolyar para sa pagtanggol sa Australia mula cyber attacks mula sa ibang bansa. Inamin ni punong minister Malcolm Turnbull sa publiko sa kauna-unahang pagkakataon ang kakayahan ng Australia na maiwasan ang mga cyber attack mula ibang bansa. Ang detalye sa ulat ni Maya Jameson na isinalaysay sa wikang Filipino. Sinabi ni punong minister Malcolm Turnbull, habang may mga malakas na aspeto ang internet, meron din anyang vulnerable sa mga cyber attack. Maglalaan anya ng 230 milyong pondong hahatiin sa 33 mga magkakaibang inisyatibo.
My highest duty and that of my government is to keep Australians safe. It is no different in cyberspace. Australians expect the government to protect them from cyber attack and defend our country against sophisticated national security threats.
Tinatantya ng The Australian Crime Commission na bawat taon umaabot sa 1 bilyong dolyar ang mga gastusin bunga ng cybercrime sa Australia. Ngunit sinabi ni punong minister Turnbull, may ilang pagtatantya na nalalagay sa 1% ng gross domestic product o GDP bawat taon o higit kumulang 17 bilyong dolyar.
Some intrusions are the work of foreign adversaries. Others involve malicious software used by organized criminal syndicates. The scale and rate of compromise is increasing, and the methods used by malicious actors are rapidly evolving.
Kinumpirma ng punong ministro ang pinakahulit malaking naging banta sa cyberspace sa Bureau of Meteorology, ang Department of Parliamentary Services at negosyo tulad ng Kmart. Sinabi ng ministro Paragnaan Panlabas Julie Bishop na unti-unti nang tumataas ang bilang ng mga taong kumagamit ng online na serbisyo para sa negosyo at mahalagaan niyang magkaroon ng proteksyon.
Clearly, the Bureau of Meteorology suffered a cyber attack. We saw it as a malicious act. The details of it, of course, are subject to investigation. The cybersecurity announcement today is a very important step in ensuring that we can detect, deter, and respond to cyber attacks. This is about protecting our online systems so that businesses and government can operate freely online.
Kasama sa ibang mga inisyatibo ang pagtalaga ng kauna-unahang Cyber Ambassadors Australia at pinalakas na pagtutulungan sa pagitan ng pamahalaan at pribadong sektor sa usapin ng seguridad sa cyberspace. Sinabi ni punong minister Turnbull, magkakaroon din ng grants para sa maliliit na negosyo para sa mas pinabuting seguridad.
We will also join with other countries to build cyber capacity to prevent and shut down safe havens for cyber criminals and terrorist organizations seeking to exploit cyberspace for radicalization and other such activities.
Ipinalam din ni Ginong Turnbull ang pagbuo ng Center for Cyber Security Excellence sa mga universidad upang harapin ang lubang kakulangan sa mga may kasanayan sa usapin ng cyber security. Sinabi ng cybersecurity expert Mark Shaw sa ABC, matagal na dapat anyang sinagawa ang hakbang na ito.
Yeah, and not just Australian agencies, but really consumers and businesses alike. These attacks happen regularly, and the trend is certainly upwards. I think last year we saw Australia is actually the number one target for ransomware in Asia Pacific and number four globally. So these attacks certainly aren't going anywhere soon, which is again why this type of initiative is very important to ensure that we're maintaining the cybersecurity skills and really going on the offense rather than just playing defense.
Si Dr. Tobias Feakin, ang pinuno ng International Cyber Policy Center sa Australian Strategic Policy Institute. Bahagi siya ng advisory committee na bumuo ng nasabing dokumento at kanyang sinabi sa Sky News ng Australia ang nangunat naglatag ng pamantayan at umaasa siyang sana isundin ito ng ibang bansa.
It's a very significant statement for Australia to make. I think it's one that I would applaud. I think it helps set that bar that others should then follow. And if they are and when they develop other cyber capabilities in the region and globally, you know, they should look to countries like Australia to see how they are placing restrictions on its use. And I think that is very, very important because there's incredibly live discussion internationally about this at the moment.